Many of us are sensitive about the use of the data we generate in our day-to-day lives, from our social media presence to our location history. But in the world of professional sports, information from athletes has been around for a while, with GPS information and biometric analysis informing the way coaches and staff manage their teams. But what happens with this data when it is increasingly gathered and used both on and off the field? Matthew Van Wyk asked Dr. Julia Powles, Associate Professor of Law and Technology at the University of Western Australia, just how much data is being gathered on professional athletes.
I think what's fair to say is that across every elite sport now, there's a collection of huge amounts of geospatial and biomechanical data through GPS trackers, accelerometers, gyroscopes, and wearable technologies. How much? Well, it depends how you quantify. I think it's fair to say it's all the time during games and training, but also away from the field of play. So when players are in recovery or in sleep, their nutrition, well-being, all sorts of metrics that are collected really round the clock.
How would that data be used?
So one of this was really our core scientific question, which is, okay, there's a huge amount of information. What is its use? The main use is that a number of the what you'd call exposure metrics, like how far have you run, what kind of exertion have you had, they're used to modify players' training and recovery periods. So if they've exerted considerably during a week of training to make sure that the next week isn't so hard, for example. Mm-hmm. So that's the principal use, but I think it's then an easy jump to say, well, that doesn't necessarily justify keeping huge amounts of information over time, because it's really very much a real-time feedback to probably be a check on what a coach would already observe about a player to make sure that they're not overloading them in training and recovery.
Why would a coach choose, instead of just based on their own judgment, why would they decide to go into like using GPS and other types of data like that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think in sports, we focus on sports like AFL, rugby league, rugby union. When you've got many players, I think that it's possibly an advantage to be able to make sure that you're checking your own biases. But there were many practitioners we spoke to, and that challenge question we put to them, if you took away that degree of data collection, do you think you would really be worse off? And many said, well, we wouldn't have the numbers, but in some way that would make us return more to instinct. Like if you assessed at the end of a session who looks like they're really flagging, there's a lot that you can integrate. And it may not just be your how many kilometres you've covered. And, you know, that, of course, doesn't take into account, was there a headwind? What else is going on in your personal life, in your head? So I think it's a really good question, and an important one that practitioners should reflect on is, what do you not see when you focus too much on the numbers?
But with the numbers that are gathered, is there any ethical issues that may come about or any uses of it outside of the sport itself and management in that area?
Yes, so this is a huge concern. We focus on what information is collected kind of at ground zero of your training and gameplay environment. And the reason for focusing there is if there's not a good reason for it to be collected legally and ethically, it shouldn't be collected in the first place. And that was a very strong finding of our multidisciplinary research group. So there are issues just in collecting, you know, sensitive information. This is reflections of people's physiology, well-being and so on, without a good reason for its collection. We don't need to necessarily make the jump to it's being misused, but I think that in sport where you have concerns around how that information might go into betting, wagering, match fixing, of course the concern becomes, well, if there's an excess of information that can reflect on players, that should be contained and properly cared for. And the degree of information we found is beyond the capacity of individuals and institutions to properly manage. So yes, very significant legal and ethical concerns I think are raised by it.
Does this form of monitoring hold any implications for us outside of sport?
Yeah, it's a really good question. You know, I'm coming at this from the perspective of being a person interested in technology and its societal impacts. And I think we focused on pro sport as this absolute frontier of human monitoring. And I think that what's really quite welcome about finding that there's way more data than is being managed is actually to say, let's contain it in the environment that is the frontier, because it will trickle down into other environments. I mean, many of us during COVID, especially in circumstances where our IT systems are used to track when do you log in, how long do you spend in certain systems. And I think many of us would feel that we want to be judged on what work we achieve, not how we get there. You know, how long have you been in a certain system? How long did you look away from your monitor? And that's a bit that's really the situation in pro sport at the moment. You have all these cameras and devices that are monitoring minutely what can be collected, rather than thinking about the integrated picture of what is the result of all of those factors coming together in terms of achievement on the field of play.
Julia Powles, Associate Professor of Law and Technology at the University of Western Australia, speaking there with Matthew Van Wyk.